Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the muddy banks of the Mojave to the pristine peaks of southern Florida, this is Wiggins America.
The sun and the air.
All right, we've talked it to death, no pun intended. The third assassination attempt, as it's being called, on President Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So I'm not really adding any new information here, but that's on purpose. Because what's happened is, anytime you see an assassination attempt, and by the way, before I move on, they call it the third, but it's actually probably more than that, because they've thwarted many of them from specifically Iran during the campaign season. Isn't that crazy to think about? Iran was actively trying to assassinate Trump during the campaign season. It's pretty well known that that's the case. And now he's negotiating with Iran, although Iran doesn't have much of a leg to stand on. Anyway, the reason that I'm talking about this right now is that what happens with these assassination attempts is you have a very clear motive with most of them. Sometimes it takes a bit for it to come out, but then it comes out and you go, oh, gosh, well, how about that? Most of the time, that's looking at the person's social media and thinking, well, you can see what they're saying. You can see what they believe right there. They're broadcasting it. And in this case, the guy, the would-be assassin, had a manifesto that he left. And so you get into the case of Charlie Kirk, for instance. That guy was dyed-in-the-wool leftist, had given up his family's faith. They said so. He went to date and probably be very involved with, you know what I'm saying, a transgender dude. He wrote far left bullet points on the bullet casings that he shot Charlie with. And yet, for whatever reason, we forget that basic stuff, and people, and this is probably social media, tries to add to it and create more drama and conspiracy. Well, I don't want that to happen again. I hate watching that happen, because you feel like you're in crazy town, that people forget the original intent. And this guy left a manifesto. So I'm just going to go back and read the manifesto, and maybe this will just serve as a reminder. As I'm sure people are like, hoax, and it's all staged, and all the stuff that comes out, that you're like, dude, he's not even denying that he has a manifesto, and he wrote it, and you can link it to him. It's not like this was a setup. The alleged attempted killer sent a manifesto to his family before he executed his attack on Trump and the administration. Here are some excerpts from the manifesto, courtesy of the New York Post. Quote, so I may have given a lot of people a surprise today. Let me start off by apologizing to everyone whose trust I abused. I apologize to my parents for saying I had an interview without specifying what it was for, which was most wanted. It's a little bit of humor there, isn't it? Now, skipping ahead, he says, quote, on to why I did any of this. Oh, you're curious as to why? He wrote it down. I am a citizen of the United States of America. What my representatives do reflects on me. and I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. I'm going to pause right there, and I think you already know what I'm going to say, but the rhetoric matters. There are far left publications that simply refer to Trump as a rapist, which he has never been convicted of. Even the E. Jean Carroll case, he did not get convicted of that. That is a fact. And a pedophile. Now, of course, you and I, we've discussed the Epstein files quite a bit. I don't love them, but they don't say really anything about Trump. There's one crazy person in there that says very explicit things about Trump, but it says also in the interview itself that the witness was deemed incredible, like non-credible. And that's it. And that's all you have. Now, you can come up with conspiracies all you want and say, yeah, but these other women, they haven't come out because they're afraid. But you're just making that up. You don't really know. And it could be true, but you don't know. Or the pedophile stuff, you could say, well, but the Trump administration's in charge of releasing that stuff. So, of course, they're not going to release anything about Donald Trump. But again, you don't know. And Joe Biden had the ability to release that stuff for 4 years and didn't. So there's really good evidence that there isn't anything in the Epstein files about him being a pedophile. And there is no evidence at all, literally none, that he is. So if you get to the point where you just are saying, well, he's a rapist and a pedophile, well, yeah, that feels like just cause to sort of ban this person. I wouldn't say kill him, unless it goes through the legal system and you find out that they actually are a pedophile, and then you could have the death penalty. But that's not this. This is taking that into your own hands. And he says, quote, I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. That's the rhetoric. And this is the result. Quote, while I'm discussing this, I'll go over my expected rules of engagement, probably in a terrible format, but I'm not military, so too bad. Administration officials, not including Mr. Patel, so he was targeting Cash Patel as well, they are targets, prioritized from the highest ranking to the lowest. He was trying to kill everybody. Secret Service, they are targets only if necessary and to be incapacitated non-lethally if possible, a.k.a. I hope they're wearing body armor, because center mass with shotguns messes up people who aren't. Hotel security, not targets if at all possible, a.k.a. unless they shoot at me. So he's willing to shoot hotel security, Secret Service, and anybody who gets in his way just to kill the president and the administration. Capitol Police, same as hotel security, he'll kill them too. National Guard, same as hotel security, he'll kill them too. Hotel employees, not targets. Guests, not targets at all, he says. But then right afterwards, he says, in order to minimize casualties, I will also be using buckshot rather than slugs, less penetration through walls. That's supposed to sound compassionate. I will still go through most everyone here to get to the targets if it were absolutely necessary. So here, these people are not necessarily targets, but I will kill them to kill as many of the president's administration and the president as possible. I will still go through most everyone here to get to the targets if it were absolutely necessary, on the basis that most people chose to attend a speech by a pedophile, rapist, and traitor and are thus complicit. But I really hope it doesn't come to that. The last part that I would like to read is from Fox. And again, I'm just reading this so that we can remember, because, and I probably should do this later too, because it's like we're only a week out and we haven't gotten into the real conspiracies yet, but there will be some. Remember, there's a manifesto from this guy that he sent to his own family before he went to kill the president and as many people as possible. And by the way, we know his motive, because there will still be people that will report even now, well, we don't know. This is the motive. It was to assassinate. Fox News senior White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich says the White House told her the suspect's written manifesto clearly stated he wanted to target administration officials. He also had a ton of anti-Trump and anti-Christian rhetoric on his social media accounts, Heinrich shared on X. The White House told Heinrich that Allen's brother had notified police in Connecticut of the alleged manifesto that he sent to his family members before shooting. Secret Service agents reportedly interviewed Allen's sister in Rockville, Maryland. She said her brother had a tendency to make radical statements and his rhetoric constantly referenced a plan to do something to fix the issues with today's world. So he had anti-Trump and anti-Christian messages all over his social media. I will end the segment by simply saying this. Because I say it so often, most of what we're dealing with is not a political battle. It is a spiritual battle. Politics is downstream from culture. A lot of people say that. That's not mine. I always add that culture is downstream from spirituality / morality. And morality really comes from your spiritual beliefs. If I ask you two questions, I mean, you or anybody, two questions, I can pretty much tell you 80 to 90% of your politics based on these two questions. One, who is Jesus? Two, what is the Bible? The way that you answer, and I'm not telling you have to answer it a particular way, but the way that you answer those questions will inform a good 80 to 90% of your worldview, which then informs your politics. Not everything, but most of it. And that's why we are in the midst of a spiritual battle. These things very much matter. And a spiritual battle plays out exactly like this. It plays out in individuals that then play out as a culture and as a society. Take a short break and be right back.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime with experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Wiggins America.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.